There is no other agency like the EPA. It should really be renamed the Job Killing Organization of America.
Because, brothers, it's a fact. If we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's on the earth tomorrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. We didn't pass it on.
I gotta tell you, I miss that crazy woman. I do. I mean, you know. Michelle Bachmann, former congresswoman from Minnesota, the job-killing organization of America. Never mind the fact that thanks to the EPA, thanks to OSHA, thanks to people-saving regulations, we have fewer people dying from exposure, from chemical exposure, from on-the-job injuries. But never mind all that. Never mind. And what we've got right now is we've got a Trump administration who is looking to gut all of those regulations, gut all of those people-saving protections. Now, if you look at the skinny budget, Trump's budget proposal, they're talking about cutting the EPA by 31% and dumping some 1,200 EPA employees, which, you know, as a kid growing up in the 70s in Cleveland, which had horrible air and horrible water, this is a bad idea across the board. And here to talk about the cuts and what we need to be doing to make sure that, well, they don't happen, I've asked Gary Morton. He's the president of AFGE Local 3631 there in Region 3. Gary, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you very much, Rick, for having me on.
So you're one of the guys leading that job-killing organization, huh?
Oh, no, actually, I represent the employees in Region 3, and we handle Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and District Columbia, and we keep the air and the water clean for the American citizens, no states.
So 31%, that is an enormous cut to any budget. What would it mean to our air, our water? What would it mean for the EPA?
Well, first of all, we have a pass-through agency where the majority of our money is given to the states so they can monitor for clean air and clean water to make sure the citizens have clean air and clean water. So you're going to have a reduction in the ability of the states to take care of the clean water and clean air and the monitoring and making sure that all the Energy Star programs and things of that nature continue.
I got to tell you, I'm not so fond of the idea of the states handling this stuff simply because you end up having this race to the bottom of states going, you know what, we'll relax some of those standards if you'll just come here and pollute our air and water and you know, take jobs from other places. Am I off base?
No, you're right on, because when President Nixon started the EPA back in 1970, he did so because community and state environmental laws were ineffective in protecting. I just heard you about growing up in Ohio, the Cayuga River. You saw for yourself what the state was doing to protect the environment.
Yep. No, when I was a kid, there was nothing alive in Lake Erie. In fact, we weren't even allowed to swim there because the industry had so badly polluted the water. It was terrible. I mean, they've done a great job of cleaning it up thanks to smart policy and good regulation. But here's the thing. I don't want to see future generations grow up in the kind of environment I did.
That's the truth. And that's what we have to remember. The Environmental Protection Agency is a human health. We protect human health and the environment first. So we have to create a safe environment. We have lead contamination, Superfund sites all over the place. If the administration rolls back the regulations, you're basically giving the polluters a license to pollute. And we'll be going back to where we saw the smokestacks coming out in the 70s and 80s that were eliminated.
But here's the thing, and we get this. I get this a lot, especially from my Republican friends who don't seem to believe in science, don't seem to believe in common sense. At a certain point, they pine for those days because there were jobs here, Gary. We had tons of jobs. Granted, you live 10 years shorter, and your kids had asthma and all of that stuff. But hey, we had industry.
Well, we can still have industry if we get rid of global warming. If we acknowledge the climate change, the EPA and other environmental groups are creating an environment where we have renewable energy, We have windmills, all type of different programs, solar programs that will take the place and provide jobs. The coal is not healthy.
So and it's not coming back.
Yeah, it's not coming back. You took the words right out of my mouth. So it's a facade to think that the EPA is killing jobs. Actually, we're creating a new field of jobs in renewable energy. And if we could get back to the states, the states don't have the ability. The Pennsylvania DEP person said, I think it's Mr. McDonald, who was leading the DEP, said that without the EPA money, they will not have the ability to ensure that the air and water in Pennsylvania is clean.
But isn't that the point? I mean, isn't that what the big industry titans want? Isn't this what a lot of Republican leaders want? They want small, ineffective government that can't, you know, it can't come to any way of protecting citizens, that we're all going to be at the will of the handful?
Yeah, it seems to me that dollars and cents will drive the ability to have clean air and clean water. The environment is intrinsically mixed. So if we have the clean air and we have clean water, you can't put a price on that.
Yeah.
And what's the use in having all the money in the world and we're walking around in China and China and gas masks in Beijing?
Good point.
The people have to decide whether we're going to have a clean environment, which will lead to clean health. The emergency rooms are not stocked the way they used to be. Asthma has gone down as a result of EPA. So, and EPA is the enforcer. We monitor the states. We oversee the states to make sure that they are keeping the pollutants and contaminants out of the environment so that everyone can breathe and live healthy.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone should be against that. But let me ask you, Gary, because there's a lot of people who put this as an if-then game. If we have clean air, you can't have industry. If we have industry, we can't have clean air. Is one mutually exclusive of the other?
No. And you can have clean air and clean water and jobs. We did it in the 80s. We did it in the 90s. The jobs that are leaving are automation jobs, where I hear that's coming out, automatic truck drivers. That's going to put people out of work. Factories are being put out of work by automation, not environmental protection. Automation is taking the jobs from Americans.
So what do we do? I mean, because there's this, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because there's so many voices out there, Gary, that are just saying that you guys at the EPA, you're job killers, you're environmental Nazis, just all of this horrible stuff, and there's all of this messaging against what you do. And I thought, I think it's important to have some of the other side. So, in a sentence or two, what is it exactly that you want people to know about your work and about what your folks do for us and the air and the environment and all of that?
Well, first of all, and I thank you for this opportunity, the EPA's mission is to protect human health and the environment. Human health and environment intrinsically mixed. So as a result, we have to call our elected officials, our congressmen, Senator Toomey, Senator Casey, all the elected representatives of Congress, and tell them to fully fund the EPA. Do not punish the public, because if you don't fund the EPA, the public will suffer, because now we'll have asthma problems again. We'll have pollution. The Chesapeake Bay partnership. We have a Chesapeake Bay program that is slated for elimination. This is a good program because it stops the states from suing each other. But if you eliminate the Chesapeake Bay program, Maryland companies could pollute into Delaware, and now you have states suing each other.
Yeah.
You're going to make it so that the lawyers can make money and the people will have to live in pollution. So call your congressman.
Yeah,
tell them, fully fund the EPA, don't punish the public. And if you want riches over air, clean air to breathe, and clean water, I don't know any society that can't function with clean air and clean water.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have Rex Tillerson, who is our Secretary of State right now, who, while he was head of ExxonMobil, said that we adapt. You know, we'll adapt. You know, things change. And as humans, as our species, we continually adapt. So we can afford to buy air, you know, from out of bottles and drink water out of bottles, can't we?
No, because these people who are setting the policy don't live in the areas where the contamination is. They're not living on bottled water. They're not living on supplied water. They're not living around the factories emitting the toxins. So it's easy for them to tell you to stay and live in that environment. They're not raising their kids there. Yeah. They're not growing their families there.
It's just poor and working class folks. Let me ask you last line of questioning I have for you, because
we hear
a lot about lead contamination. You brought it up a second ago. You know, Flint, Michigan, obviously the most well known of the areas with horrible lead. But you can go across the state of Pennsylvania. You go across this country. Allentown, yeah. Pennsylvania is just as bad. Reading, Cleveland has lead problems. All of these places have this horrible lead problem. At a time where they're talking about cutting the EPA by 31%, this just seems to me to be a cover-up opportunity for them. I'm curious your thoughts.
My thought is that our elected officials ran for office so they could look out for our interests and protect us. So if they want to pollute or allow others to pollute, we're going to have to take them out of office. It's as simple as that, because our elected officials are trusted with our safety. And if they can't make the decisions to keep us safe, then we'll have to get other officials.
No,
and that's what's happening now.
It goes back to, which side are they on? Are they on the side of the big special interest and the big money, or on the side of the voter?
That's right. And they have a responsibility. They're coming home for recess in August. Go to your town halls. The same way people are holding them accountable for the Affordable Care Act, you have to do it before it's too late. Because once they pass a budget and they're trying to cripple our agency with cuts that won't allow us to protect the American public, but once it happens, it's too late. So we have a budget coming up in September where we're going to need the pressure on our elected officials to fully fund the EPA and not to punish the public. Because the public will suffer if we're not on the job. And everyone talks about they don't want big government. But when the anthrax problem went down in D.C., who they call on? The EPA came to protect the congressman from the anthrax. Hurricane Katrina, EPA was down there. Exxon Valdez, EPA. So whenever there's a problem, EPA is there, and we're going to continue to be there.
There you go. Gary, I appreciate the time, and I hope folks will take an opportunity to call their congressman. The Capitol switchboard is 202-224-3121. You can look it up online. There's tons of opportunities to call. Just tell them your zip code. They'll connect you with your representative or your senator. It's simple. It's easy. Highly suggested. Gary Morton, thanks so much for taking time for us.
It was my pleasure, and I'll come on anytime you need me. Rick.
Outstanding. Great stuff. Thanks so much, Gary. Let's take a quick break. Right back. 1-888-520-RICK. 1-888-520-7425. This is the Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.